Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us here again today. It's an open phones day. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM in your message. And we are brought to you, as always, by the folks at Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. They're on 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. And you can find them again at you don't even need the www, just sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. Well, we have a lot of unfinished business from yesterday, and of course, we have a lot we can talk about today. We'll start off with the unfinished business. One of our emailers says, it's on our final caller yesterday with Cindy, and she didn't really get to finish all of her thoughts, but said, tell Cindy that Hunter has gone to rehab and paid his taxes. Thus, like Trump, he shouldn't be prosecuted, just like Trump shouldn't be, right? Oh, wait, Trump hasn't admitted to anything yet, so I guess not. And another emailer says, if I can get here, our friend Tom, well, once again, On the Mark was off the mark. The usual daily MAGA poison peddlers, consisting of Delirious Dan, Windy Cindy, Bongino Bill, Jehovah's Witness Joseph, Fake News Stan, and last but not least, host Tap Dancing Joe. It was only discussed about inflating the values of the properties, which they all felt was very legal and proper. Of course, we're talking about President Trump's trial here at the moment. What wasn't even mentioned was the devaluing of the same properties to get lower taxes and cheaper insurance rates. With a better credit rating and more collateral comes lower APRs. With lower property values comes lower taxes and lower insurance rates. You can't have it both ways, MAGAs. This is gaming the system and is against the law. When you MAGAs think, what you MAGAs think does not matter. Last I checked, none of you were conflicted by the law. None of you were certified by the Bar Association. I'm sorry. Your MAGA bias is quite evident. Mr. Trump's guilt has already been established in this case. This trial is happening now in the penalty phase. Will determine what the thievery will cost him. Trump and his kids operate their business like the mafia. They just got nailed. Get over it. All right, Tom, that's a little harsh assessment. But you do have a point. You know, if he's also on the other side of the issue devaluing the values of his properties to get better insurance rates and tax benefits, then I guess he is playing a double game. And another emailer says, I get so disgusted every day having to listen to Chris from Milton. And first of all, I love all these callers. And even though we don't agree, you know, some folks are going to come back at you here in this program. I won't. I'm just thrilled when you call. But this is what one of our listeners says. I am so disgusted every day having to listen to Chris from Milton. And I like Chris. He's a good caller. And, you know, I don't always agree with him, but I don't get disgusted listening to him. How in the world can anyone with any level of brain matter be so biased on every aspect regarding Trump or the Republican Party in its entirety? No matter what is said, no matter what proof of innocence is given, it's wrong and always wrong. I would like to know the credentials of this know-it-all from Milton. He talks like he is an authority on every subject that comes up, and you guys actually listen to him. He's argumentative and probably has some dementia thing going on there. Trump, I don't think Chris is demented at all, to be honest with you. Trump put a disclaimer in all his paperwork to the banks to not go with his numbers and to check on their own with the bank's professionals, which they did. In fact, the insurance company that insures Trump's organization claimed they don't know what in the world this court that's talking about. The issue was discussed today in the Daily Item. Come on, Chris. What will it take for you to know that Obama is really living his third term with Joey sitting there like a bobblehead and letting Obama pull the puppet strings? Donald J. Trump was the best president this country ever had. Oh, brother. Okay. He is a monster. He has a monster of a job. I'm sorry. Not he is a monster. He has a monster of a job ahead of him to get this ship right. And I pray to my Lord above that Trump gets his chance to fix us up. Dear God, please answer our prayers and bring Trump back to the USA. Well, you know, in all honesty, there are probably a vast number of people praying that Donald Trump doesn't get another term. So it will be interesting to see whose prayers get answered this time around. And one of our, we've got to get all this checked and then double checked. Another one of our listeners, and this one is EB, talking about the elections yesterday. She says, it was a glorious night for Democrats who achieved significant election victories in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kentucky, and Virginia. The American people are sending a loud and clear message that they're sick of the extremist policies of Republicans. Abortion rights fueled the Democratic base and will continue to do so into next year's presidential election. Meanwhile, the leading Republican presidential candidate is on trial in New York, accused of fraud for overvaluing his properties. Come to think of it, he's overvalued himself, too. As a decent American citizens continue to reject MAGA philosophies in growing numbers, let's start a new movement called MATA, Make America Democratic Again. That's from our friend EB. And in the text department yesterday, we had a lot of them. One of our texters says, great point, Cindy. The answer to Cindy's question is the real estate crash in 2004 was created by mandates imposed by the Democrats running the government. And then, Cindy, that's the problem in New York City. Trump trial there is no jury. There is a corrupt, biased judge that's already declared him guilty. And then to Dan, the answer is Trump tried to upset the establishment's apple cart. That's why the establishment is trying to take him down so he can't continue. Another texter says, laughing out loud, Chris, were you in the room to make such definitive statements about what Trump's accountants did or didn't do? TDS, Chris. And let's see, another one directed at Chris. Who were the victims of those loans, Chris? They were all paid back with interest. The banks haven't filed complaints of any kind and, quite frankly, haven't lost a cent. And then, come on, Chris, you're rambling and your severe TDS is on full display. Another texter said, Letitia James ran her political campaign to get Trump. Are you okay with that, Chris? That's communist thinking and tactics, Chris. And Chris usually does generate some comments. Chris, your Ukrainian narrative is 100% false. Biden and his family are crooks. Another one says, Chris, your TDS is showing as usual. What do you know about real estate? Are you a real estate mogul or just a Trump hater? And another says, laughing out loud, CNN is showing their bias in that clip that I ran yesterday as usual. The Trump trial in New York City is as corrupt as Biden is. The judge told Trump that he's not there to hear what he had to say. Talk about bias. That's disgusting. And finally, illegal and has a gun is 100% and violates many laws. And there, that's our unfinished business. We got it all in. But, you know, I think that EB had an interesting point about the abortion drama still going on in this country. And last night I was struck, I just happened to catch this on CNN and I was able to get it this morning. They talked to Vivek Ramaswamy about the issue of abortion and where the Republican Party goes from here. And I think he makes an interesting point, considering the fact that Donald Trump's saying that Republicans have to think about new ways to talk about abortion if they're going to avoid being swamped by it. This is what Vivek had to say to CNN last night.
Yeah, I want to talk about the stakes of tonight's race and the 2024 election with Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, also from Ohio. We just made a key race alert there. Obviously, Vivek, voters there voting yes on issue one to enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. Do you think that's a warning sign for Republicans?
Look, I voted no on that earlier today before flying down here to Miami, but my view is, on the merits, our pro-life movement, and I am part of it, needs to be better about the way we discuss this issue. Actually talk about greater access to adoption, to child care, further to sexual responsibility for men. I think that too few of us are talking about these issues that can say we're not in this, it's not about a men's rights versus women's rights issue, it's a human rights issue. The fact of the matter is, Clarence Thomas brought up an example in the Dobbs case of a pregnant woman who was assaulted and asks the question of who in this country would say that that criminal doesn't deserve liability for that death. I haven't met one yet, Caitlin. And so I think we're more united on the pro-life instincts than the pro-life movement has actually been good at representing so far. But we need to talk about the issue very differently in order to bring people along here. I will say that it was also outspent in Ohio by many multiples, the yes versus no. And so the influence of money in politics, I think, showed up in this result as well.
Well, a lot of money was spent on the other side. But do you really think it's a messaging issue and not just that voters clearly believe that they should have the rights that they had when before Roe versus Wade was overturned?
Well, I think some of this is substance. It's not just messaging. Actually being, walking the walk when it comes to being pro-life on access to contraception, to adoption, to even child care. And as I said, a missing lever that we really ought to embrace on the right is greater sexual responsibility for men codified in the law in an era of genetic paternity tests, put more of a burden, financially and otherwise, on the father when it's a confirmed paternity test. I think those are winning paths forward for us. That combined with different messaging, yes, I do believe, will win many Americans over. If you look at a state like Iowa, not that different in many respects than Ohio. I mean, they're very different states, but when you look at a red versus blue divide, Iowa went for a six-week ban with growing majorities for the legislators who supported it. So I do think the framing and the messaging and the context actually does
matter. But Iowa is...
I don't think this should be a sign that the Republican Party should abandon a pro-life position.
Iowa is Iowa, home to a lot of evangelicals. I mean, Ohio is a deeply red state. Yeah. You don't think this is a sign that your party is on the wrong side of the abortion issue?
I think it is a sign that the Republican Party needs to graduate in how not only we talk about this issue, but putting substance into what it means to be pro-life. And I, for my part, am doing that. I think I'm the only candidate talking about codifying in the law greater sexual responsibility for men. But I think the less we make this about men's rights versus women's rights, but really in substance, say we're all in this together. I think so. I think so, absolutely. It's going
to
be up to the voters to decide. It should be driven by the states, and so it's up to the people to speak up at the state level. But I do think that if we frame this issue correctly, this need not be some sort of final sign that we take. This was a lost battle in Ohio today. I'm disappointed about that. I think there are deep reflections in the Republican Party and in the pro-life movement about how to improve from here. But abandoning the pro-life cause, I don't think is the right answer. I think the right answer is opening up other ways where we can walk the walk in terms of being pro-life, from adoption to contraception to sexual responsibility for men codified in the law.
So,
and I favor all of those things.
I think it's an interesting tap dance, if you will. We want to say we're against abortion without saying we're against abortion, but we at the same time want to hold fathers or men's feet to the fire, and maybe they should be held to the fire. But I don't know how you can do that unless the woman comes forward and identifies the person really wants them to be responsible. But I think it's an interesting take on it. That's Vivek Ramaswamy. He was on CNN last night and now stands on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good morning. So the death cult was successful yesterday.
Well, not only that, but in Virginia, you know, there's some feeling that the Virginia big loss for Governor Youngkin in that the House and the Senate both wound up being Democratic, and he made abortion an issue there. Every place where abortion was an issue, except Mississippi, and both the candidates for governor in Mississippi were pro-life, but everywhere else, the Democrats won and the Republicans lost.
Yeah, the death cult is still alive and well. But that's not totally, you know, EB's crowing on there about the win in Kentucky for the governor. Okay, yeah, Democrats won. You know why they won? Turnout wasn't there. If you look at the number that voted for, was it Beshear the winner? I think that's his name.
Right, it is.
And Cameron was the, okay. The numbers that he won by, were pretty close to what Biden lost by as far as the number of votes that he got. And if the Republicans actually turned out, because in 2020, Trump got 1.2 or 3 million votes, and old Dementia Joe there got about 600 to 700,000. Well, maybe, I think it was a little over 700,000, maybe 750,000. So, and the numbers that he won by were pretty close the same. The votes that he got was around 700,000. So he pretty much got all the Democrat votes, and the Republicans evidently didn't decide to show up.
Well, but
that's what it comes down to.
You have to take it into consideration, too, that Beshear is a wildly popular governor. His father was governor before him. He's well-liked in the state. He's not a flaming liberal, even though his opponent tried to paint him as one. He is basically a moderate.
But, as again I said, the Democrats only brought out the votes that the Biden got, and they lost big in Kentucky. And I'm just saying, if the Republicans actually done the job down there and got the vote out, he wouldn't have been governor.
Well, you may have a point there. You may have a point. But
I mean, because the numbers lay that out.
All right, but you have to take into account his popularity.
I don't, because I don't live there. But, in the grand scheme of things in Kentucky, probably doesn't matter, because I think the Republicans hold supermajorities in both houses. So even if he vetoes something that they put through, they can override the veto and do what they want.
Well, they seem to be working.
So in the grand scheme of things, he can't really do much.
Right, but they seem to be working well together, though. I think that's the point. I mean, they've worked to improve the state's economy. I don't know that you can chalk that up one way or the other. You know, I'm trying to remember, did Trump endorse his opponent? I think he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Okay. So what?
Well, I mean, what does that say about Trump's endorsement in a race where, things were pretty much level?
No, I say, what's it say about the Republican establishment that didn't do their job and get the vote out?
Okay, but if
their job is, the Republican establishment's job is to make sure people that are registered Republican get out the vote, correct?
All right, well then
that's their job.
What does Trump's endorsement?
All he did was endorse him. He said, I'd like to see him as, governor. Okay.
Okay, but if the Republicans really love Donald Trump, wouldn't they say, oh, our leader says we should vote for this guy, we got to go vote for him?
Well, maybe they said, we don't necessarily have to, because the legislatures are both supermajorities, and, we don't care. But I also heard the history. Since 18-something-something, there hasn't ever been a Republican governor, except maybe once or twice, in Kentucky. So for some reason, when they have Republican led legislature, they always vote in a Democrat governor. So that's on the people of Kentucky. I can't explain that.
Well, let me ask you this question. I don't think abortion was a huge issue in Kentucky. It may have been an issue, but how do you explain Ohio then? I mean, Ohio's
a
very red state.
I think it's the area. Yeah, well, I think it's the areas that voted for it. From what I understand, I heard a guy call in and he lives in Ohio. All the northeastern counties of Ohio voted. I don't know whether they were supposed to vote no or yes. Whatever it was, they voted for whatever the proposition was.
It was to enshrine the right to an abortion into the state constitution.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
But
just
unlike
enshrine death in the constitution.
Unlike some other states, the blue states that have done it and not put any restrictions on it, they put some restrictions on it. That they can restrict it in the event of life, rape, incest, or the health of the mother. And that's not what a lot of other states have done, blue states that have adopted a similar proposition.
Well, and I don't necessarily think that's a good thing, because if a child or somebody's raped or there's incest involved, decisions have to be made and they shouldn't be blocked totally. As I've said in the past, as far as abortion goes, I am totally against using it for the convenience of the mother, okay? The convenience. That's the problem. They want to go out there and do the tango. They're both. I understand there's two people involved in everything, and the man needs to be responsible, but the woman needs to be responsible too. If rape and incest is not involved, then it's a choice thing, all right? Now, some people, because of the medical emergencies for the women. Okay, if a woman is having a medical issue, say, what is it, atopic pregnancy, where the child is not forming in the uterus the way it should be, but on the outside in the fallopian tubes, from my understanding how that is?
Right.
Yeah, that's going to kill the mother. Something needs to be done there, and that should never be prevented. And I don't think medical procedures like that are prevented. Some people say they are. I don't think they are.
Okay.
All right.
We'll give you the last word. We got a break to take. Go ahead.
The death cult is alive and well, and I hope they're proud of themselves. You know, let's kill some more babies, because that's what they want to do.
Okay.
And but let's scream about Gaza when, you know, all about that. You know, they're kind of, you know, inconsistent there.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dan. Appreciate your call, sir, as always. Thank you so much. All right, we got to take a quick break. Joe, Dan, hang on. We're going to be back in just a minute. If you want to join the fray this morning, give us a call at 570-743-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street.
It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you could win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks. And with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, you go to prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/primetime with code PRIMETIME for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Did you know Garvey's Flooring America is locally owned and voted best of the valley 5 years in a row? I'm Christy Garvey. For over 30 years, Garvey's has been deeply committed to personalized service and giving back to our community. We are having a shop local flooring sale with savings up to 50%. Enjoy the lowest prices of the season and have new floors installed in time for the holidays. Shop local with Garvey's Flooring America because the best deals are close to home.
Garvey's Carpet, Vinyl, and Tile.
And welcome back to On the Mark. We have two callers on the line, two lines open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. We'll take the calls in order. First is Joe from Sunbury. Joe, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I was listening to your show here about this governor's race in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know... I would say I don't think I knew anything about it till after the results were in, right? I mean, I wasn't really interested. Maybe some people in the area were, but I wasn't. But anyhow, now some news is coming out, like Stan was talking about it, and I guess EB, maybe he referenced her, a remark about her. So I'm observing that Bashir... the Democrat. Was he the incumbent?
Yes, he is the incumbent governor.
Yeah, he was there before. I thought that's what, anyhow. Quickly, I'll.
His father was the governor before, and he was in the incumbent now. But his family has a long history of political activism in Kentucky.
All right. So he's a Democrat, and the other white or the other guy Republican. But I noticed that the Republican is black.
Right. He's the Attorney General.
This shows the evidence of the racism of the Democrat Party. Why would they vote for this white guy when they preach equity over the past few years? Should be that that minorities should get more opportunities, right, and be raped no matter, essentially, if they have the qualifications or not, right? They should be raised up. So I don't understand why they voted for Bashir. I don't even know why he ran under these conditions.
Are you actually saying that if a white man and a black man are in a race, the white man ought to drop out because the black man ought to get it? That doesn't
I'm not
sound...
saying that. The Democrats have said that about equity, right? I hear Joe Biden and Kamala Harris preaching equity, right? Well, there's never been a black man governor of Kentucky. Why not start working on the equity right there? Why didn't that come to their mind about equity then?
Bear in mind that Daniel Cameron, who was the Attorney General, won a statewide office. He just didn't
run
for governor.
I don't want to keep that in mind. I want to keep in mind the governor's race, what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about Kentucky politics and whether or not...
I was talking about specifically, if you want to spread it out, then we can go to California where Adam Schiff and another white woman are running for senator, right? And there's a black Republican, I think, running for senator of that. Why wouldn't they step down? They preach equity, right? If you want to talk about all over, I mean, whoever you talked about in Kentucky is not the powerful as the governor, right?
Well, the attorney general is typically a stepping stone to the governor's mansion in many
states.
But
he's not as powerful as the governor is my question. I'm not talking about the relative ladder of politics. That's probably true in all states.
But what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is that because...
I'm not saying it. The Democrats, if you haven't heard, Joe, I'm sorry to tell you, but the Democrats have been preaching equity since Donald Trump became president, possibly.
But that means you vote for the person based on the color of their skin, and Dr. King would roll over in his grave.
Equity, that the minority should be given these things. I'm not saying it.
Okay.
I thought that's, if you're not aware of that, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I thought that was pretty evident over the past, say, 5 to 10 years that, and it didn't start out that way, right? I mean, and over the past few years, it really became evident. You've never heard Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Hillary or anybody in the leadership of the Democrats talk about equity over equality?
Oh, diversion, equity, not diversion, equity, inclusion, and diversity.
Right. Never a governor, a black governor in the whole state? I mean, how did that happen?
But, you're presupposing that these people made a decision based on race. I think they made a decision based on the popularity of one of the candidates and the fact that they were satisfied that the Republicans had supermajorities.
That's how I do it. I understand. That's how I vote.
Well, that's
but
how they
Democrats,
voted, I think.
That's not the Democrat. Don't you... I'll ask again. Have you heard of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris or leadership talking about equity?
What I don't like, and let me finish this. What I don't like is the fact that when a black conservative runs for office, if it's a man, he's suddenly Uncle Tom, and they just run him into the ground, and they start to do that with black women too.
That angle for the Democrats to reduce a Republican's ability to win. I understand that angle, but what about their own talking points? Why don't those people step down? That's where I'm at. You've in the past have put people on a yes or no answer, and it's kind of hard to do, but you do it to other callers. And I'll ask you, have you heard Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or any of the leadership of the Democrat talk about equity over equality?
Well, they talk about that all the time, yes.
Okay, well then why don't those people step down? I don't understand it. Let room for the black people, Republican or Democrat. It don't matter. Like when it's, say it's a student. It doesn't matter if they're Asian. Those Asian kids have to get out of school and make room for different colored people except for white.
But blacks, women, and other minorities have worked hard in this country to get equal opportunities. And that's what we owe them.
You're a bumper sticker really going today.
We owe them equal opportunities. We don't guarantee them they're going to win the election.
But that's what the Democrats want. That's the whole point of my call.
But they don't want
the
that.
The difference between, I'll narrow it down to right or wrong. Right is to hire people on their ability. Wrong is to make everything equitable and have the people with ability lowered down to the people that don't have, so we're all equal. But that's the Democrats. That's what EB goes for. That's what Chris and all your other hardcore, I call them progressives more than Democrats, because Democrat, I don't believe old time, and some Democrats I know don't believe in equity over equality. They don't believe that. They believe, and I know what you're saying about when it comes to vote, that the voters in mass don't always follow the leadership. They know it's wrong, but it gets them into political parties.
Listen, I got two other calls I got to take.
Political races.
I have two other calls I have to take, and we have a break coming up. But let me just say this:
I think
Democratic philosophy is black minority or minority Democrat good, minority Republican bad, and that's not good for the country. Hey, thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate your call. All right, we have two other callers on the line. We're going to get to them both. Dan, you're on the mark. First, you are on the air.
Okay, good morning, Joe. Hey, you know, the election proves to me the Democratic Party winning quite a few all over, winning out, that the new morality is bigger than ever, which isn't new. It's been around forever, but the new morality got more popular in this country than ever. It's a morality that says we're no more than an evolved animal. And these elections prove it, especially with the topic you brought up. A lot of the pro-death, pro-choice, they call it, movement is growing bigger and bigger. The pro-life, it seems to be losing ground. But yet, I'd say in Pennsylvania, probably 60-some percent of the counties are pro-choice, but then you have your Philadelphia, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pittsburgh State College area are pro-death. So that's what's going on with these elections.
Yeah, but Dan, I think you're ignoring the fact that, I think the Republicans are on the wrong side of this. Even your hero, Donald Trump, has said Republicans are not talking about this in the right way. I think his political sense is pretty obvious in this one issue, because it's not a winner for Republicans. So what do you want to adhere to? Do you want to get conservatives in office, or is it important that you get people in office who only care about the moral issue you bring forward?
Well, that shows where the American morality is at. It just shows where we're at, which, again, you know, I can't change it. No one can change it. If that's where we're at, America has to suffer the consequences of their choices, and there will be a price paid, a deep price for us going off like we are. Again, it shows even in these protests, you know, against Israel. Again, that shows our morality. We don't even know right from wrong. And we're becoming like old Germany before Hitler got popularized in the 30s. The people there are highly educated, more PhDs probably than any other country in the world at that time, but they lost sense of morality. They didn't know where they came from. They just went along with the status quo, the establishment, such as America's becoming today.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting point, Dan. I know you believe it very firmly, but I still think the Republican Party's faced with a real dilemma. They're either going to have to modify their stance on pro-life being just the main focus of their existence, and they're going to lose elections, or they're going to have to come to some accommodation with people who disagree with them in order to get some votes. So that's a choice they've got to make.
In other words, they have to give up their real core basic principles in order to win an election is what it comes down to. And you can't ever recover from that. We'll just keep going down the drain like we had been prior to Reagan and Trump.
Okay.
They're the only ones that stood for something, and Trump stood double what Reagan did, and that's just where we're at. And I know Trump seems like he's going to modify his beliefs on that, and he's going the wrong direction there, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, we'll have to see.
He did a lot of good things.
We'll have to see how far he goes. Hey, Dan, thanks. We appreciate your call. We have a break to take, but Jim, you've been waiting very patiently, so we're going to take you before the break. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark. Jim, you're just going to have to turn your radio off when you call in because we can't hear you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you're
ready?
On. Yes, you're on.
I get a kick out of these death panels. Well, first of all, Roe versus Wade lasted 50 years and people had no problem with it until Trump put three conservative judges in and they lied on their testimony to be Supreme Court justices saying it was precedent and they weren't going to bother with it. This thing, you know, bam, they turned it over. Well, that pissed off every woman and every woman's husband that believes, and it's their choice to make a decision and the doctor's choice to make a decision, and not all these old white guys in Congress making the decisions for them and making kids have babies that are being raped by their parents or their step-parents or just raped in general and make them forced to have a baby at the age of 10, 12 years old, whatever. You're going to have that baby. Even if that baby is stillborn or death, you need to carry that baby for 9 months. You know what this does to people's morale and their brain? It just scrambles them people for the rest of their lives. Not everybody's ready financially, health-wise, to carry another child or to have another child in their family. They might have two or three already, and they're not financially stable enough to do it.
So let me ask
and
you, Jim. Hey, Jim, did it come to a shock to these people how they get pregnant? I mean, they knew what they were doing and what the possible outcome was when they engaged in the sex act. They knew.
Not all birth control works, and not all condoms work. Not everything is 100% safe. So people get pregnant even though they take birth control pills or whatever, but it happens. But the death penalty is the problem I'm getting. This death panel, to me, this is my opinion, the death panel is having AR-15s being sold to the public, which are military killing machines, and when we had a ban on them, mass murders were way down. As soon as they took that ban away, the Republicans, in, what was it, 1994, mass murders started going up. Now it's happening, we're up to almost two a day we're having mass murders in this country. Now, you can say everything you want. We have mental health problems, but so does other countries. But if you can't have access to killing machines, you won't be killing as many people, or you might not kill at all. Why does a person have a mental problem decide they need to kill themselves after they kill a bunch of other people? And if you give somebody an AR-15 with 30 rounds or maybe 100 rounds, they can kill a lot of people before they even have to reload. So these pro-death people, I don't understand it because most people don't really understand how many people are getting killed with military-style weapons. And why are we still selling? Now, one more topic I'd like to talk. If people don't understand what's going on over in Hamas with Iran and everything, Putin's running this whole show. And this is my opinion, but I'm almost 90% sure he's buying equipment off Iran and he's giving them money to Iran. And Iran wants to do what Putin wants, and Putin wants a distraction from Ukraine so that he can take over Ukraine. So all this is being done to back up Putin and Hamas. Why they decided they wanted to kill 1,400 people or more? He said they're still finding dead bodies over there. and take the hostages with them? I don't know, but they should have realized the world wasn't going to put up with it before they did this. So where are you at?
Well, you mentioned a death panel. I'm not certain I understand what you're talking about. What death panel are you talking about?
Well, you're also calling having abortions the death panel. I'm calling a death panel having weapons of war being sold to individual people, and a lot of them, it seems like, shouldn't have been having them. There's a guy walked down the street yesterday in Washington, D.C., carrying an AR-15. Mental health issue. He might have had a bad day, but why are these guns being sold to people that have mental health issues? The guy in Maine, he was warned multiple times about this guy. He went to the hospital. He went to military hospital. Then they sent him to a regular hospital. They warned about him. They've been looking for him, and they didn't track him down before he killed everybody.
So, yeah, that's a sad case. I agree with you completely on that one. I mean, somebody let the ball drop big time.
Why are we selling military-style weapons? What do people need these for except mass murder?
Well, let's face it, there are a lot of them out there, and not every one of them. As a matter of fact, far from any majority at all are used for mass murders. Many of them are used completely legally for the sport of shooting or for just for self-defense or protection. They don't kill anybody.
Why do you need a gun that can shoot off 30 rounds in 5 seconds?
Why do you need a car that can go 150 miles an hour? You don't. But you might want one. I mean, you have a right in this country to have things that you want if you can afford them.
You don't understand the facts. When they were banned, mass murders were almost didn't exist. Now they're happening twice a day in this country. And the weapon of choice is an AR-15 because it kills more people. And it blows up people's bodies. Hitting these little kids, shoot them in the head, their head blows up. They need to show pictures of what happens to these kids. I don't care what it does. People ought to be warned, don't watch this if you don't want to see it. But they need to show people exactly what these are.
Okay.
They're weapons of war.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. Always appreciate talking to you. That's Jim from Shamokin Dam. The phone lines are now open, 570-743-9565. Give us a call.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. It is fall, and fall means football season, tailgates, and time with family and friends to watch the big game. Surplus Outlet has you covered with all your big game needs. You always score money-saving deals when you shop at Surplus Outlet. Stop in often, save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, I thought you guys would be talking. I was surprised how the listeners don't recognize the police state. Like, the manifesto came out, and not a peep about how, you know, if that would have been racially motivated the other way around, it would have been 24/7 all day long.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I looked at a number of different, after you mentioned this the other day when you called, I looked at a number of different outlets, including Fox, and I haven't seen any coverage of it on any media. Where are you getting this? Where are you getting this, if I may ask?
Gruters came out with the whole manifesto.
Who?
They were live. They were live yesterday with 200,000 live listeners. They have the whole thing. They came out with it, and it's being suppressed by the bought and paid for media. This is the police state that we lived in. Everything was brought to the forefront. But this is what they're famous for. When the Democrats are found guilty of something, they suppress it and trickle it out, and then they'll release it like 5 in the morning or something like that on a Saturday or Friday, Saturday morning. But this don't fit their narrative, so then they're not gonna push it, and it's being suppressed. I mean,
well, you're saying it's been
suppressed.
Who
out there? It was released
by whom? I never heard of Gruters.
Gruters.
Reuters? You're talking Reuters?
Reuters, yeah, whatever. It's out there.
Well, I haven't looked for it. I mean, I've looked for it, but I haven't found it. I mean, if you found it, if you could send me a link, I'd be interested in seeing it. But I'm very interested in hearing about it, but I can't find it anywhere.
I mean, it has everything that it details. This person wrote notes all the way up till the minutes before they went in and did it. They have everything, and it's being suppressed. And this is the police state that we lived in. Like it's sad. I mean, people got to wake up at the national level. Like,
well, I just Googled Reuters manifesto, and I find a Brazilian pro-democracy manifesto, a manifesto from Turkey, but nothing about that shooter. You know, you're saying it's out there, but I can't find it.
I'll call back tomorrow, and I have all the...
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing where you found it. Yeah, I really would, because we've been talking for months about the fact they haven't released that, and if it were conservative, they certainly would have released it immediately. I agree with you on that.
It's out there now. It's out there.
Okay, I think the reason that hasn't, you know, become a topic is, first of all, it's not being reported on. I can't imagine why Fox wouldn't report on it. They certainly covered the shooting enough and you know, made it perfectly clear that the manifesto should be released, so I can't believe Fox wouldn't have reported on it.
Well, Fox is bought and paid for now, too, because they got rid of Tucker, and that at the highest level, you got rid of the number one show in the country is because he was dealt January 6th video footage, and they suppressed that. Like it's much higher than that, Joe. I mean, the suppression's there. I mean, just look at Biden. I mean, the corruption that this man has continues to get away with.
Well, we got to take our final break of the day, but if you find that, call back and let us know, will you? Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks, Bill. Okay, we got to take our final break. We have another caller on the line. We'll get to all that in just a moment.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, this is Pastor Caleb Swartz from Christ Wesleyan Church.
No matter what you're facing, we care deeply about you.
Life can be difficult.
Whether it's cancer, divorce or separation, grief, serving as a caregiver, or supporting a loved one through incarceration or addiction, support groups at Christ Wesleyan offer you community, encouragement, and guidance. Visit cwc.life/support to learn more. We'll walk with you because we've been there too.
Welcome back to On the Mark, and we have a caller on the line, and he seems to like being the last caller of the day for some reason, just as we have a couple people who like to be the first caller of the day. Chris from Milton, you're on the mark, sir.
Well, today it's because I just woke up 5 minutes ago.
You must be retired.
But I did hear that call, and yeah, it was one of those right-wing talk radio guys that got the three or four pages of it.
Not the whole thing.
I didn't hear get the report of what was on it, except for a few quotes, and it was leaked by somebody.
Well, I haven't heard it, and
that's the story on that. But I wanted to talk about the election.
Fair enough.
And I wanted you to say Charles Schumer was right. You guys are reaping the whirlwind.
Well, I think that's
because of the abortion issue.
Unfortunately, you didn't hear the start of the program. Last night, CNN had an interview with Vivek Ramaswamy where he talked about the need for the Republicans to focus a little bit differently on the issue. And he had some very interesting comments.
Their whole party to it for 25 years, so that's going to be hard.
Well, I think he's talking about things like putting more responsibility on the man. So,
well, he can try that, but that means the man's going to have a bigger part in the decision, too. Maybe,
But they're talking about, you know, focusing instead of banning abortions on adoption from the number of families that need children, you know, urging people to continue through with the pregnancy and put the child up for adoption so that it can have a good family and live. Nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion, The truth is that I just don't think the women should be forced to end a childbirth.
Well, I'm not saying they should be forced. I'm saying they should be encouraged.
You can encourage all you want, but then the whole basis of your party for getting the Christian vote and people like Dan and everybody was to lean on the abortion issue like it was the most important thing in the world, and they believed it.
But look who's backing off of that, Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump was never enthusiastic about it in the first place. That was just to get the vote. He's not a believer, and he's not a true believer.
Well,
he's
if the Republicans
religious, if he is at all, come on, you know that.
If the Republicans keep on with abortion, or if Donald Trump winds up getting the nomination, I can guarantee you, you're going to see Democratic clips for Joe Biden or whoever happens to be running against him, talking about or showing him saying, "I'm the one that did it. I got Roe versus Wade overturned because I appointed justices who would do so." And that's going to be, stick his nose in that.
The whole backbone and financial part of the Republican Party, the Federalist Society, the Heritage people, they've been planning this, and they did the dirty tricks on it twice to get the justices in there. And they had all the justices' backgrounds and groomed just to get on the Supreme Court.
So what? They were qualified people, just as the liberals that the Democrats proposed. I don't like Merrick Garland, but he was qualified.
Yeah, they proposed him, but the Democrats weren't organized, because we seldom are. But they weren't organized to do it. This is all the money that the Thomas and Alito are taking. Their right-wing friends. They were selected right-wing friends for East Justice. They were grooming people from the beginning to not make controversial decisions.
And you know who started that?
And don't say definite things about it until later because you can't get on the Supreme Court.
And you know
that
who
way.
The first person
and
was?
Only because,
hold it a second,
only
Chris. Hold it. Chris. The first
yes,
person to
okay.
do that, the first person who do that was a Democratic female member of the Supreme Court who passed away recently, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She started that. Not a Republican.
Started what?
Started the not making direct comments about potential opinions on the court. Hey, I'm sorry, we got to go, Chris. Call earlier in the morning. Hope you get up early tomorrow. You can call us earlier. Thanks so much for being with us at On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're going to be back here tomorrow and do it all over again. This is WKOK Sunbury.